Welcome to Grow Your Influence, leadership conversations for business owners and managers. Whether you own a business and have a team, or leadership is part of your role, welcome, you're exactly where you need to be. Join co-hosts Juliette Robinson and Christy Lee Billett for their regular conversations on all things leadership. No corporate jargon, no textbook ideologies, just real life experience unpacked in a relaxed way to help you be your best boss and lead your team with confidence, clarity, and control. This is Grow Your Influence. Let's dive in.
Christy Lee, hello.
Juliette, hello. Excited to be back with you today.
I know, I'm loving this. So today we're going to talk about emotional intelligence and leading ourselves, I think, taking responsibility for how we show up as leaders.
Yeah, I love this topic.
Me too. And I know it's something you deal with all the time with your clients as well. And for me, I think there's a few aspects to it. So I'd be interested to hear what you think, because I think in terms of leading ourselves, there's that aspect around understanding ourselves, understanding how we show up, but also understanding when we're not terribly good at it, you know, so maybe we get triggered by certain behaviors in our team or by things people say, or we just know that if we haven't had two coffees, we're a bit grumpy, you know, or even that, you know, as we get tired, we're likely to snap at people, whatever it is. And leading ourselves in that respect as well. So taking responsibility for managing that and showing up in the right way. But I also think leading ourselves in terms of how we, you know, run our lives, build our careers, all of those sorts of things. What does it mean for you?
Yeah, I love that we're touching on this in this episode, because we speak so much in leadership generally about leading other people, but we don't actually spend a lot of time talking about leading ourselves. And you're right, with the people I work with in this space, they're often in leadership because they own a business, not because they really ever wanted to be a leader. And most of the time, certainly not because they've ever done any development of their leadership skills. So for me, leading yourself is absolutely about those things. So it's about knowing yourself, knowing your reactions, knowing your default status, also about knowing how to set yourself up for success each day, each week, each month, each year. What works for you to fuel you in terms of when you're going to show up best, and being really transparent with your team around that being part of the language of the team as well, I think is really important. So it is about how we lead ourselves as human beings to show up as the best leader we can be, as much as it is also how we show up in terms of leading ourselves, our development of our leadership skills, our development of ourselves as human beings. And absolutely, that self-awareness piece, I do so much work with people on.
I agree. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think often when I work with people around that self-awareness, when we talk about their work styles and their communication styles and things, we're often just articulating things that they know intuitively. But when we get to how they have difficult conversations, how they engage with conflict, how they respond under pressure, that's the bit that I find people are so interested in, because it's not something we like to think about. So often we just avoid it because it's a bit hard. And because often we're not showing up as our best, the best versions of ourselves.
Not usually in conflict, no.
No, and we don't necessarily want to reflect on that afterwards. We love to reflect, I think, on when we've done well and everybody's loved us. But I think we often don't reflect terribly well or terribly effectively on when we haven't shown up in a great way. And we need to take responsibility for some of that, I think, as leaders, because, you know, only we can change that.
Correct.
Only we can impact that.
Yeah. And I think, and you and I both do work using different diagnostic kind of tools with the leaders and the teams we work with. And I don't know about you, but I often find, you know, the particular reports that I use will, you know, show the person I'm working with how they tend to react in certain situations or how people should give them feedback. And it is always, without fail, something where they say, oh, that is so accurate. And it's just that they didn't have the language or the words or just weren't really sure how to articulate it. But once there's a spotlight shone on it, it actually makes it really easy for them to then own that and either explain that to someone or be aware of it and then sort of change course for themselves to counteract how that they might ordinarily react.
I think that's so true, and I think just by articulating it, they get to acknowledge it. And I say to people when we do this work, I say you can't, now you know it, you can't unknow it.
Yeah, that's so true.
So now that you know it, you get to decide what you want to do with that. You can ignore it if that's what you want to do, but most people I work with are interested in how do I, what do I do with this?
Yes.
How can I now use this to connect more effectively, to work more effectively, to, deal with situations better than I have been?
Absolutely. And I think I agree with that, that generally the consensus is now that I know this, and I love that you say that, you can't unknow it now. What do I do with this information? How can I take this and put it in my toolkit of things that I could use?
Yes, yeah. Oh, and when we talk about emotional intelligence, and I think there is, and I mean, the term's been around now for probably 20 years at least. But I think there's still, I work with teams all the time where they're still sort of saying, oh, really, are we saying that this is as important as intelligence?
I would say
And
more so a lot of the time.
absolutely, and I think that's what the research is saying. That the skills are a bit of a given often
Yes.
in a workplace, and you can learn the skills. The emotional intelligence is much harder because it is, as we say, those soft skills in inverted commas,
Yeah.
and because it relies so much on us as individuals taking this stuff on. But I think, I mean, self-awareness is that first step, isn't it? But in terms of leading ourselves, I think we then need to use those. And part of that is, okay, so now I know this about myself. I can choose what I do with it, which is that, managing ourselves.
Yes.
And the other is, okay, what does that mean for how I connect with the world, which is that social awareness, that ability to read the room, read the team, understand what's going on for others, that they're not just annoying people, but maybe they're different from us, Well, they might be annoying as well, but
It depends on how you approach that, but yeah, I think that's really true. It's about having that awareness when you walk into a meeting or you walk into a room to know that I'm coming in here with this sort of subconscious bias towards this being a certain way. And I need to be able to park that at the door or be open to there may be other solutions here, there may be other perspectives here. And that can require some effort, to be fair, and some actual psychological commitment. And that's part of leading yourself, is making that psychological commitment to be open-minded, to look at different perspectives, to understand that there may be another truth here.
I think that's so true. And I mean, part of that social awareness and that connecting with others is that ability to have empathy. And I think unless we have some self-awareness, it's very difficult to have empathy because self-awareness enables us to go, okay, I understand this about myself. I'm going to park that for now. And I'm going to put myself in someone else's shoes. I don't need to bring all of that ego into this conversation.
That's right. Yeah, which is it is and it can be challenging. It is something I think we need to all consistently work on. And so I think it is that self-awareness and being able to put that into practice. And I think leading yourself is also about the development that you do, whether it be on your leadership skills or any other type of development you do. I think that is showing as a leader that you're investing in yourself in whatever capacity that looks like. It could be financial, it could be time, it could be anything. And that demonstrates to your team that that's a good thing for them to be doing too. So I don't think that has any downsides to it.
I think that's absolutely true. And what we know is that the more self-awareness you have, and the more you are able to use that to self-manage, to engage with others, all of those sorts of things, the more influence you can have because you're able to read other people and you're able to empathize with other people. And it means you're probably listening a whole lot more than people who don't have that awareness.
Yeah, for
And
sure.
when we do all of that, people will talk to us more, they will trust us more, we are more able to work with them and to influence them. And I think all of that, and not, you know, not in an evil way,
No,
but just,
influence in a
you know,
positive way is what we're talking about.
yes. I mean, people sometimes think of influence as something that's really manipulative, and it's not. But
No.
as a leader, we need to influence all the time, and not just our team. We need to influence externally and upward and outward and all those things.
It's so true. And I think it is really good role modeling, actually. Leading yourself is
Yes.
really good role modeling for the rest of your team to take responsibility and accountability for themselves as well.
Yes, I agree. And I think, and this might sound a bit woo-woo, but I think it totally impacts on the energy you put out to your
Yes,
team.
yes.
And when I work with teams, sometimes I hear teams say, oh, so and so has such a calm energy, or they have so much energy and they bring that to the team. And I think it's really interesting when your team can see that. Now, the other day I was working with a team, and the leader of this team said to me before we went into the room, you'll notice that a couple of people have really scattered energy. So, you know, while we talk about it as a woo-woo kind of thing, I think we when we have awareness, we see this energy from our leaders. And that, as you say, it kind of gives us signals about how the team is going to be and how we can be in the
Yes.
team.
And the team read, like, I think energy, whilst, it does sound a little woo-woo, I think it's actually really important. I think about the teams I'm working with, and there's, certain leaders with certain frenetic might be the word to use. Frantic is probably more appropriate. And the team read it. And to be fair, for these teams, it's exhausting.
Of
So I
course.
think absolutely putting yourself in the right sort of energy is really important. And that comes back to the self-awareness. I mean, I
Absolutely.
noticed myself in the recent months that just haven't felt myself energy-wise. And not that I think that that was necessarily showing up in the work that I was doing, but I could sense it. And so I did some analysis of what's changed, what's different. And the truth is, my morning routine is somewhere MIA. It's not a functional morning routine. And as soon as I realized that, it was just obvious. Okay, if I fix that, that's going to fix the rest of everything else. So it's having that self-awareness to say what was working, what's not working, and putting in place action to fix that. But I actually do think energy is really important. We should
I
maybe do an
think it
episode on that.
is. Yeah, maybe we should, because I don't think we talk about it enough.
No.
And yet, as you say, you can feel it. And I think, and I agree, it totally comes back to self-awareness, because if you're not aware of what you're putting out to your team, then you're not going to manage it.
Correct.
You know, so it's just out there having an
Yeah.
impact on them. Because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it's not impacting them.
Of
It just means that
course.
you're not managing it effectively. So yes, what you're describing is totally taking responsibility for, yep, morning routine missing in action. So I need to do something differently. And you sometimes, I think, we choose not to do it in the moment. We choose, you know, we say, look, I get it, and this month that's just the way it's got to be,
Yeah.
and I'll get back to it. But when we're leading a team, I think we need to be really careful
Yeah.
about letting that roll for too long. And yes, in a crisis, maybe we reflect and say, gosh, you know, I could have done that better in terms of how I responded to that and what the team saw of that. But if we're not reflecting on that, then we're never going to make a change
No.
and do it differently.
No, and improve. So, yeah, there's actually a lot of elements to leading yourself when we start to unpack it, isn't there?
There so is. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And I think, okay, let's keep talking about this, because I do think, you know, I think there's down the track, let's come back to this, because I think it's something we should check in on from time to time. And I know, you know, in our summer series, we talked with people about managing our overall health, you know,
Yes.
managing our physical and our psychological health and looking after ourselves. And that's just one part of leading ourselves. You
Yes.
know, that awareness that maybe the wheels are falling off. But we don't really want to get to that point, do we? What we want to do is create a bit of a rhythm that means we're able to reflect, we have enough understanding to reflect on what we're doing well and what might not be working
Yeah.
and how we're showing up.
Yeah, and
And
there's different yeah, there's different aspects and ways of looking at that, I think too. And I think as a leader, our responsibility is to tap in to the different elements of that. And the scenario I was just thinking of just then as you were talking was, I think it can be really helpful to have a construct in our mind of our ideal leader and the type of leader that we are aspiring to be, because I think it'd be a really powerful framework that when we're in a situation and we're not sure how to navigate, or we don't feel like we're leading ourselves or our team particularly well, we can use that and say, what would that, give them a name, person do in this situation to help, I guess, distance ourselves enough to get perspective too.
And I think when we think about these things, part of what we're thinking about is what do we want the team to be, not just thinking and doing, but feeling? And how do I want to be feeling? Not just what am I going to do or say, but what do I want this to feel like? Because if I want to feel confident, or I want to show up as strong, or I'm going to come in with empathy and understanding, whatever it is. But thinking about how that's going to feel, I think, is part of that.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think that's a really interesting angle to put on, and it sort of sits with that energy. What energy are we trying to create here? So I think that's definitely a future episode. But I think to sum up, I think leading yourself is really about self-awareness, actioning that self-awareness. Importantly, we don't want to stick our heads in the sand about all of this, and taking responsibility and accountability for how we show up, for the actions we take, for the effort we're putting into developing ourselves, and all the elements that it makes to be a great leader. It's taking accountability and responsibility for those, isn't it?
Totally, yes. And I think if we can get this right, we have such a positive impact out there as leaders. And that the ripple effect of that is fantastic.
I love that. I think let's definitely circle back to this in future episodes, and we'll maybe unpick some of the specific elements we touched on today. I think that's a
Let's.
great starting point.
Perfect. Thanks, Christy Lee. Lovely to
Great to
talk.
chat.
See you soon.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a rating, comment, and review wherever you listen to your podcast. And don't forget to recommend us to a friend. We also love hearing suggestions for topics or guest speakers that you would love to hear from. The best way to reach us to give us those suggestions is over on our Facebook page. Simply head to Facebook and search Grow Your Influence. See you there.